World Health Organization defines female genital mutilation, FGM, or cutting as the partial or total removal of the female external genitalia or other injury to the female genital organs for non-medical reasons. This practice is a deeply rooted tradition in many communities in 28 countries in Africa, some countries in Asia, the Middle East, and Nigeria. What are the effects of FGM on girls and women? A medical doctor, Adekola Adekunle, noted that female genital mutilation or cutting was a violation of human rights with numerous health issues like infections, excessive bleeding, which might lead to shortage of blood and urinary problems.
There are so many complications that could occur from there, ranging from bleeding, infection, fever, excessive bleeding, severe pain, tissue swelling, could even lead to some other urinary problem.
Dr. Adekunle advised people to desist from the act to preserve the dignity of the girl child. What are the perceptions of Nigerians on FGM? Some residents of Ibadan, the state capital, condemned the act, saying it should be stopped.
I don't support it at all. It's demoralizing or dehumanizing a girl. Why not leave that girl the way God created her?
Apart from the fact that it exposes the victim to infection, the person will not be able to enjoy sex.
The female will not be able to give birth or conceive.
Are there psychological effects of FGM? A clinical psychologist, Dr. Abiodun Lawal, pointed out that the psychological effects of female genital mutilation or cutting were numerous and include shock, fear, and anger.
The trauma that comes with it, when you have such an experience, that flashback will always be there. And then that might lead to some affective mood disorder, fear, anger, depression, low self-esteem. And then loss of confidence. Once in a while, that might be what we call sleep disorder.
Dr. Lawal called for a functional legal framework on FGM to eradicate the act. In Ibadan, Titi Laiokupoli, reporting for Radio Nigeria.